So we were able to attune to a very high cosmic attunement. And blasts of light. There was swords of light and showers of light, and they have different effects. The swords of light, and those are like just beams that come down powerfully into the circle. And this is all ceremonial experience. And those beams break up the old frequencies for the entire group. And create the space for a download of the new earth frequencies to beam into your bodies, into your consciousness, and create an entirely new frequency for each one of us. And then the showers of light help create the space where that is able to integrate and supports that integration of the new frequency of you. And we're referring to a consciousness level. And some of you feel things and experience things, and some of you don't, but this is all happening, and it will ripple through into your consciousness in some form, according to your constellation of being. And these frequencies are so refined and so beyond the earth realm. And yet, with our preparation of being connected and held safely by the mother, we're able to span the whole width and breadth of the cosmic to the earthly. And again, I want you to appreciate the power of the ceremony. That allows something beyond our human capability to take us into these multidimensional realms while still being connected to our humanness. So there's a thread that is continuous. And all of this energy will reshape our consciousness over the coming year. Or until the solstice, we're going to be changing a lot. So, how are we doing? I know Ken went upstairs and went to bed. Are some of you feeling like you need to go to sleep, or is this getting too much for anyone?
I'm sleepy too, but I could still go on.
Okay.
I feel so relaxed and peaceful. And like the last 2 weeks have been such a challenge for me, just exhaustion and like all kinds of body aches and whatnot. And even Thursday night ceremony was hard on my being, but I am just so relaxed and peaceful right now. I'm kind of blissed out, so it's beautiful.
Good.
I am really relaxed and gently alert in a very embodied way, and I feel happiness. And maybe Russell just used the word bliss. I think that might also be part of what I'm feeling.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sarah?
I'm sorry, I'm feeling my butt hurts.
You
I've kind
okay?
of roamed nature and look at caterpillars.
Okay.
Can.
Stretching some ligaments there. Oh, you came back.
Hello, can you hear?
Ken, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never went upstairs.
Where were you? Couldn't find
I
you.
probably disappeared because my whole being. No, I was just in a very deep, deep, deep state. I went into the another room in the Ananda chair, which I needed.
Oh,
Thank you,
Ananda,
Ananda.
thank you.
Yeah, and I was in a very, very deep state, and when you called me, I couldn't answer.
Oh, I
So,
just couldn't find him in the
yeah,
house.
can't stay in one place. But yeah, just a very feeling of deep peace and quiet and calm and in another realm, kind of.
This is Ananda, and I would say I'm in another bliss bomb, but it does feel, sort of high up and ephemeral. It feels very deep and grounded, and there's a great deal of pleasure in this sense of connection.
Hey, Ananda, is that a river that I hear outside?
I have a pond in front of me that the geese are busy playing in, and a little stream that feeds it. I don't know if that's what you're hearing or not.
I think it is. I think we're hearing the stream. That's really nice. So, my question is this enough for today? Do you have questions that you'd like to bring up or more comments? I don't want to push or strain our nervous systems. So, let me know what would work right now.
Feeling a calmness. I could certainly go longer. I notice a little in the background, a little unease, a little fear around my energy leaking out side of myself again.
Can you feel the mental part of that?
Sure, for sure.
Okay. So I'm going to, I know this is going to sound strange, but let's see. I got to find the right words. Actually, our experiences of being expanded and connected to other realms, and then not being able to integrate them and feeling that panic that we'll never reach them again, it actually almost traumatizes the nervous system. And so, Carolyn, the kind of feeling that you're having right now, I recognize as almost a trauma response.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
Okay. So let's take a moment with this. I know how that feels. Early on, I used to feel that a lot. I would get into these beautiful states and then, oh, where do they go? Why can't I be there anymore? And what am I doing wrong? And what's in my way? And that's all I want to do. And it actually becomes a trauma response. Okay. I'm just quieting down to see where to go with this. Does anyone else relate to what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, I feel that too, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel kind of more, wow, that was really big. A little
So,
overwhelmed.
yeah, so that's
Like a trauma can be overwhelming.
right. But it's not sitting in your nervous system the same way it's sitting in Carolyn's. It's not
Yeah, I
sitting
know.
as a trauma. It's not happening the same way. Carolyn, would you be willing to go into this a little bit? I want your permission if it's okay. And if not, I want you to say it's not okay.
It's 100% okay.
Okay. And I want everyone to hear how clearly I asked for permission. Okay. So, and I don't want you to describe the situations, but have there been situations in your life where you were just so happy or blissful or expanded and then were shocked out of it? Or surprised, like out of the blue, have your knees buckled under you from trauma?
Yes.
Okay. So, when we've had knee buckling trauma, which I think most of us have had, I don't know how we could escape it. And it comes into or seeps into the spiritual practices. This is a very, very delicate realm that probably does not get addressed very often in the spiritual world. Possibly more addressed in the psychedelic world. But if you could, Carolyn, just feel the seat and tailbone area. This is lodged right where the lumbar and sacral spine comes together. It's kind of second, third chakra. So this is a seeping of emotional trauma in becoming available and visible in the subtle energy world, but it also seeps in a way that it just becomes uncomfortable. So we're gonna, it's starting to unwind around that area of your spine now. So, in terms of how to think about this, it's not worrying about whether you can achieve the state again or be here again. It's actually old trauma seeping in and not being recognized. So it could have been a situation, from any relationships or abuse situation, anything in your life that was still sitting in your being. And by going into the states we've been going into, it's opening it up. Are you following me? Does that make sense? Okay. And so we're actually in the process right now of releasing it. But I do want you to understand it's not the fear of being able to attain that state again or anything about that. It's about an old trauma. Okay. And as they're working with Carol and her guides are working with her, each of you can kind of contemplate how your any kind of trauma you've experienced seeps into your experience with subtle energies. And because trauma is lodged in a way that's usually nonverbal, we can start up thinking and applying something about that trauma to our spiritual experiences when it's really not about the spiritual experiences, it's about the residual trauma. And so in spiritual work, or even in psychedelic work, this takes some skill to identify and be able to work with. Are some of you following me on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Carolyn, did you have an injury to the sacrum?
Yes.
Okay. So that's coming up for clearing too right now. And each of you kind of asked to be shown what traumas might be seeping into your subtle energy perception. There you go, Carolyn. Can you feel the opening in the breath down there, Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay. So if you were on a psychedelic trip, this might turn into a bad trip. That's, you know what I mean? It would translate that way. Or when we're working with these light energies, it could come in sideways and create some kind of heavy thought, fear. What else is anyone experiencing or associating this with for themselves?
I had some heavy sadness come up, and then I felt, I don't know. I felt the guides or the luminous beings, like just it felt like they were doing repair work on my heart in different places.
How are you doing, Carolyn?
Steeped in it and not noticing the fear.
Okay. So we all have buried traumas in our nervous system. And as we do this beautiful, expansive work, they're going to reveal themselves. And they usually reveal themselves in very obtuse ways, whether it's from anger and fear and blaming and all kinds of roundabout ways. And it requires healing on a nervous system level and a subtle energy nervous system level. And it can only be done when your being is ready to do it. So you could say to yourself, I'm ready to release this, and this. I'll go to a do an EMDR. I'll go do a psychedelic trip. I'll do this. I'll do that. But unless your being is ready, the timing really has to be right for it. And it can't be forced. So a lot has to come together along your life path for certain types of healings to occur. There we go, Carolyn. So each one of you ask your guides if what is ready to be healed instead of projecting what you want to be healed, ask what's ready to be healed and then be quiet. Can you sense your willfulness of wanting to be healed of something and what it feels like to release and surrender?
And I can feel the willfulness.
That's us. That's us humans, or conditioned humans.
So what you're suggesting is what?
Your being's going to juggle this around and figure out how to navigate it. It's got to go through that. But just noticing the willfulness is a huge piece.
Yeah.
Can anyone else notice that in them?
Hi, this is Penny, and I am learning a lot about myself tonight. Today.
Tell us something you're learning.
I am very complicated, and there is a way through it. And it has to do with grounding and letting go.
Thank you. Who else has noticed the willfulness?
Well, when I asked the question, I realized I was guessing like, what's going to show up? What, and I just at some point, not long after, I just said, okay, well, maybe nothing's going to show up, and that's okay. And as soon as I did that, my roots started pulsing like in a very unique way, and it was like sending energy, I guess from obviously from the living energies up, like through my second, third, fourth chakra that way. It was a very unique pulsing. So that was kind of fun. But I didn't get an answer. I wasn't at that point. I just accepted, like, I'm just letting the energy do what it wanted to do. I didn't have to know what or why or any of that. So that felt nice once I let go of the searching part.
You got your answer energetically.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's all I needed.
I'm tuning into noticing that willfulness has helped me to feel strong. And feeling strong is the opposite of feeling relaxed and receptive.
Any more experiences of willfulness?
It's Kim. Mine showed up as like a tightening in the throat, physical and energetic. And then when you asked us to have our guides help us, and I felt more of a uprising of energy that went in that flow upward, and the channels felt much more open. And as I'm talking about it now, I feel like the straining in my throat is lessening, and I'm feeling more of the flow.
Feeling more what?
Flow.
Flow. Okay. Beautiful.
When you asked us, Sarah, to ask our guides, I felt all of this energy moving into my heart chakra, and it was beautiful. And I'm also aware of how I can kind of get behind my clients who say, I need to heal this. And I can get willful on their behalf. And also to somehow prove to myself, like, somehow I'm doing a good job.
Such a good thought. Keep going. Any more to that, Renee?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am suddenly having a throat chakra moment and coughing.
Oh,
And I
okay.
don't think I can talk without coughing right now.
Okay.
So
That was a
thanks.
great realization. Thank you for, yeah.
Learning the most challenging way.
Well, we have to. We need this.
Ugh.
We have to interact. We have to get the feedback.
Yeah.
That's how we get it. And that's how we learn. And it's a great learning.
This is Lisa. It's interesting because the area in which the work happened in the lower back is obviously where I sense in my being that there has been trauma from previous lives, possibly this one too. And so I had to work not to jump at, oh, this is for me too. So I just let it go. And when you asked us to ask our guides, I really have never had a relationship that I can speak of to my guides that have been with me my whole life. And then I realized I was probably waiting for an answer rather than an experience within my body. So I let it go. And if I think it was said before that if it's meant to be, I think Russell said that it'll be. I can just let it go. And then when you said willfulness, and as much as I would love my hips to regenerate, balls in the sockets and my lower back to have no degeneration whatsoever. There is not yet a willfulness because I feel this has been, just as you said, such a teacher for me in how to work with the energy, learn about the energy, feel the energy, and it's all through my body and the challenges that I currently have that have brought me to the place I am today.
Did you just feel that shift in the hip area?
Yeah, there is some spaciousness. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I had to say that. I wasn't sure how it would come out, but I had to say it.
You're much more embodied in that space. You've brought your presence back to places that you vacated.
That is so true because of trauma. That is absolutely true. Every time I go into that space, there is a process in order for it to allow me in.
Yes.
Yes. It's a teacher. I could look at my life and say I've aged so much in 2 or 3 years, and there's truth to that. And yet, if I did not slow down, if I did not stop as I was forced to stop because I couldn't walk long distances and it just prevented so many things in life from happening, I never would have spent the time with spirit as I have. I'm becoming aware of that this past week, that when I feel better, I just start going, and I'm not as present. I'm not used to feeling well enough to be able to walk well and to walk fast. So when those times come that I do everything I possibly need to do to get it done. But it's at the expense of that relationship.
Okay. Would you be willing to take this a step further?
Sure.
Okay, so it's the trauma speaking. And all of that has brought you into a very deep relationship with your being. And that fear of, oh, if I was well, I would forget about my path, my soul.
I wouldn't forget. I don't believe I'd forget, but I wouldn't be as connected. And that's really what I perceive. It's true.
Okay, so that's the same thing I meant. That is, again, the same with Carolyn. That's trauma speaking. And this is the difference between the new paradigm and the old. In the old, it was no pain, no gain, right? It was like
Yes.
the mantra of the old paradigm. Now we can recognize that as trauma speaking. This is going to go straight into your body, so don't try to think about it. But so the fear that you would lose connection is coming from trauma and a feeling of a lack of safety.
Very true. Very, very true.
And it's actually getting in the way of more healing in your hips and spine. Now, don't think, Lisa.
I
Just
don't feel I'm thinking every time I
right.
breathe, I'm breathing into my
Okay, so
pelvis.
I want you to feel down into your sacral
Yep.
area and just be present there. This is all, for everyone. This is where trauma lurks and how that no pain, no gain, we have to gain through disease, through accidents, through terrible things happening. That's how we learn. That is trauma speak. New paradigm, new earth speak is I return to my wholeness and my whole being has the intelligence. To keep me whole. Can you feel the creakiness in there, Lisa?
There's so much creakiness.
But
yes.
You heard it, right?
Yes. And peripherally, I totally agree with all of that. There's just the safety part.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
And I have been evaluating, how do I get that safety? And I know through the grounding in Mother Earth. However, there are only two times in my life where I have felt safe in Mother Earth's arms, myself. They were really palpable experiences. And there was a neediness there, almost like a baby and a mother. Okay. I don't have the same, it's hard for me to get, find an experience like that. I can spend time, and I know that I feel in my heart so compassionately for Mother Earth and the all the sky weather and the earth weather with the volcanoes and the earthquakes. And I feel that, and there's such a compassion for her. So I feel something, but in grounding, I just can't seem to connect there. She's the place I go to. I feel the energy going down, but I, even the energy coming up, but I never feel held.
I feel that neediness all the time. And so I go to her. You can, I'm giving you permission to feel that neediness, that you would crawl right back into her womb. When I'm not connected that way, I feel exactly how you described, like a baby crawling back into the mother's womb. And I give you permission to feel that all the time, so that you'll just crawl back into her womb. Here you go. So for the whole group, we've really entered into this next teaching, and it's been hinted at all afternoon now about trauma speaking, the way trauma influences how we think, feel, and have blocks to the wholeness. And we all have trauma from how we've lived. And this is, we're going to be shifting this. This is part of what happened yesterday with the equinox. It opened up an entirely new space that is trauma-free. Are some of you relating to what I'm speaking to? I just need some feedback here.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I woke up today feeling completely different than I have for the last couple of weeks.
But I'm referring to the trauma piece that we're addressing here. And understanding what the voice of trauma sounds like, and what the vo your voice sounds like when it's trauma free.
Yeah, okay. I get it. But yeah, I think it's tied in for me in a way. So yeah, I'm sensing that strongly.
Okay. Hey, Renee, can you chime in on this?
Yes, we're in the midst of a pretty big thunderstorm. So
Oh.
can you repeat the prompt,
The
Sarah?
prompt, yeah, the prompt is I'm asking people if they can hear the difference in the voice of trauma and a voice that is free from trauma.
For me, the voice of trauma has a panicky urgency to it. And the voice of spirit, of the light, is powerful, and it fills me out. it's balanced, and I'm not afraid. There's a comfort and a being held experience, and the voice of trauma is I'm not held, I'm not okay, something's wrong.
That was very clear. Thank you.
Mm.
Are we hearing this?
Yes, I'm hearing it too. So I can feel the vibration of it, and how it's very different in the two modes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sensing that, like, that when I'm in the trauma responses, I'm going outside of myself and having that needy or grasping
So
feeling
that's
for
what,
connection.
right? So that is a trauma response.
Yeah. And so I love that awareness so much.
Yeah. We
Yeah.
don't, yeah. I mean, we're so immersed in trauma in our
Yeah.
culture that we don't know what the voice that's not trauma sounds
Yeah.
like.
So beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I want to control the situation. I become tight. My body becomes very tight and my breath is short. I want to control in order to feel safe. So I want to project onto others what they should be doing in order for me to feel that sense of safety. And that just goes in and out throughout my day. Like the weather comes and goes.
I can
Yeah.
totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the absence of it,
Okay,
right?
good.
That expansiveness.
Okay. Well,
Care,
oh, go
Carolyn.
ahead.
Yeah, this is
Carolyn.
Michelle. Go ahead.
Carolyn, I just really noticed the change in the tenor of your voice when you were speaking. It was the intonations were quite different. Yeah, there's a sense of freedom for sure.
Thank you, and Michelle.
Yes, there's a distinct essence that feels different in both the traumatized sourcing and the non-traumatized field. And one awareness that arose for me is how much I clamped down on my vital flow somehow in relation to not wanting to activate the traumas. And I, in the untraumatized field, I don't feel that fear and restriction. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.
So we can see, and the way there's some discernment coming through, some clarity on this. Wait, we've come to the end of the day. I don't know how much more we're going to learn tomorrow after today. But what we've done is continued to open up this space where we're clearing and releasing these big chunks of conditioning and becoming more freed up, and to recognize the power of the ceremony to support us in this. I can't emphasize that enough because I have to go against the grain of the conditioned individualism. I have to do it myself. That's conditioned. And the importance of ceremony in group ceremony with multidimensional beings and how powerful that is in bringing us into our own power, our own truth, our own being. We're not meant to do it on our own. So, any last words before we close here?
I'll start with that. Normally,
Who,
what
wait,
ceremony?
hold on, wait, you're not clear.
There's a lot of rain and thunder here.
Oh, okay. Can you just hold your mic a little different?
I've got my those pesky AirPods.
Oh, okay.
Is this any better?
A little better, yeah.
Okay. I'll briefly say I'm learning what ceremony really means. And I had no idea what it really means, Sarah. It's really seeping in today.
Excellent. Okay. So feel your central axis. Be gentle and careful with yourself tonight. Don't worry about ruining your state of being, but be gentle and careful. Tend to yourself lovingly. And we'll meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Okay.
So, are you sending out a new Zoom link, or are we just going to the
Oh,
one we used
no.
yesterday?
I'll send out a new Zoom
Okay,
link.
gotcha.
The reason I do it is for my editing purposes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
Thank you.
you.
So if you don't receive it by 9:30 tomorrow morning, let me know. Okay. So far, so good with the technology. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.